Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till my Savior comes and calls me away. Well, the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. Oh yeah.
Isn't it great to discover something? You go and you put on a pair of pants that you haven't worn in a while, and you reach in the pocket and you find $20. It automatically makes your day better. Well, what I want to talk to you for just a while about this evening are some of life's great discoveries.
No sorrow, my Lord, no trouble I'll see. There will be peace in the valley for me.
Mentioned in the introduction that we're talking about life's great discoveries. The discovery of the wheel is said to have happened in Mesopotamia in 3500 BC. The human waste disposal system was created about 150 years ago in Victorian England. And Andrew Fleming discovered antibiotics in the late 1920s. All of these discoveries are still very important to our current lifestyle. But there are other discoveries that I believe are more important when it comes to our spiritual lives. Let's examine three of those tonight. First, we need to discover ourselves. In the story of the prodigal son, the lost son is said to have come to himself. The New American Standard Version says in verse 17, "But when he came to his senses." This suggests to us that at some point the prodigal son had lost himself, which is what prodigal means. He lost what he knew to be good judgment. He lost his family, and his discovery of himself came with a lot of painful experiences. I believe that it's probably difficult to find ourselves in the way that this prodigal son found himself without painful experiences. But now he's creating a new plan to return to his father and return to this better way of life, even if it means being like one of the servants that his father had instead of being like his son. What I want us to understand from this prodigal son is that we need to come to ourselves as well. We need to come to our senses also. We must always keep in the front of our minds that we are sinners and that we need to come to a better way of life. And this better way of life can only be accomplished when we realize our next point, the need for our Savior. We need to discover the Savior. In John chapter 1, starting in verse 35 and reading through verse 42, we read of the account of the early disciples discovering the Savior. In verse 41, Andrew specifically says, "We have found the Savior." Discovery of ourselves is certainly a wonderful thing, and we need to do that because it will move us to look for the Savior. But we must also discover a power and authority outside of ourselves, because when we come to our senses, when we discover ourselves, we will realize that there is nothing that we can do to get back into the good graces of our Creator outside of this Savior. Jesus teaches the Pharisees in Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 31, that it is not the healthy, but the sick that need the physician. Jesus is the great physician who can heal us while he was on earth physically, but more important, he can heal us spiritually. We need to understand that he is here for each and every one of us. We just have to seek him. Jesus is the one who can bring us peace. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14, it says, "For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall." He is our peace. Granted, it may not always be peaceful in our lives, but in any situation, Jesus can grant us a spiritual peace of mind to get through anything that life can throw at us. Finally, we need to discover others. And I believe even for myself, this is one of those things that, especially when I was growing up, I came to realize that this was the one that I was missing most. I was able to come to my own senses. I was able to figure out I'm living a life that God would not want me to live. And I was able to come to my senses and come to God. I found that Savior. But I believe one of the biggest areas in which, for myself, I am a failure is that I didn't go and find others the way that we see Andrew finding others. Once we have come to our senses, once we have found our Savior, why wouldn't we want to take those same blessings to other people who we know and love? In John chapter 1, verses 41 and 42, we see Andrew following this pattern. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah." Then it says, he brought him to Jesus. How many of our family, how many of our friends have we taken to Jesus? Oftentimes, I think we just talk maybe about our own successes in life. We talk about our own, you know, personal Savior. And again, he is our Savior and he is our personal Savior. And hopefully we understand that and understand what that means, but we can also take that Savior to others. We, like Andrew, should want our families, our friends, everyone that we come in contact with to know about Jesus' saving grace. So the question is, what steps are we in? And how are we doing with those steps? Have we discovered ourselves? Have we realized that we cannot come into the good graces of God without his Savior? Have we discovered that Savior, Jesus, whom he sent to the Son to die on the cross for our sins? And finally, are we going out and are we discovering other people that need to know about that salvation that is in Jesus Christ? These are questions that only you can answer. But I encourage you that until the next time that we meet here, to go out and find life's great discoveries.
The Savior, a common bond, holding us to the Lord, a common strength when common hope for tomorrow, a common joy in the truth of God's word.